Hi, is this Kevin?
I am Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner. I spoke with you last year about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results going into 2023.
Interesting. Yes. I do remember. I'm sorry. You got me driving on the interstate right now.
Oh. Okay. No problem. It's not like
I'm hands-free. Are you California-based?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. We're the premier Google partner, so we're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County, California.
What does premier Google partner mean?
Well, Google doesn't actually call the general public for their online listings. We do that, and then we obviously host the placement on behalf of the business owner to make sure that it's working properly and act as like your customer service. So our role is to help Google fill and maintain those placements. Obviously, you coming back every month is going to make Google a reoccurring pipeline of revenue that they have with, you know, tens of thousands of business owners across the U.S. that are using this service currently. So that's our role. About 85% of Google's income comes from their premier partners.
Tell me why I would use you and not go straight to Google.
Well, actually working with us would be the equivalent. It's just Google won't actually do any ads for you. They won't even offer the local listing. They actually only outsource that to their partners. If you could do a Google ad with Google directly, but you'd want to have a certified technician working on that, or else you wind up spending money on like clicks and leads that don't really turn into business. So it ends up costing a lot more than it should and not always being as profitable as it should if you don't have somebody in-house to do it. So rather than you paying somebody, you know, a full-time wage to maintain it for you, Google's partners are there to maintain it for you for pennies on the dollar and make sure that it's working for you properly, you know?
So what are you asking me to do? Do you want me to do advertising and I have to pay per click?
Well, no, it's not pay-per-click, actually. The campaign that we discussed in October was a local listing. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map when you type in, like, tree services on Google. That local listing, it runs at $249 on a month-to-month basis for tree industry keywords or services. So at $249, we list you up there as a top recommended option amongst two other guys for about a 50-mile radius around your business. And anytime that they do a search for that, they'll be able to see your business name, address, phone number, and a link to a .com website that we build and host for you and have attached to that placement. And we prompt them to contact you for the best possible service.
Would you like to tell me the two people I'm going to be sharing with?
I mean, I can. I'm not supposed to, but I can. Because it kind of implies that who we're removing if I say that. That's the only issue.
Well, my issue is, what about the other companies that are doing it, and they're doing two or three people?
Well, no. So the guys that are up there now, just to be transparent with you, it's like Happy's Tree Service. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Okay, so they're there. And then there's also Affordable Tree Service of Pinellas.
Affordable. Gene?
I believe so, yes. 165 Baywood Avenue. So it's not saying that they're going to be removed or anything like that. They would keep their placement. I'm just telling you, we have a listing available. The last time I spoke with you was when we had a listing available. It was in October. So when a spot opens up, we go back to the companies that qualify and we offer it to them. Google determines who qualifies for the placement. So we're not saying that we're going to remove somebody to put you up there. We're saying that somebody has already either discontinued their service, Google has cut ties with them, or they've moved to a different location, and that allows us to now place another business, for example, yourself, on that first page.
I'm listening.
Yeah, it's a very profitable position to be in. About 90% of the time when people do a search on Google, they pick from the first page in this section. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they make a decision.
So why are there not other companies that are like you having other guys that are doing the same thing?
Well, there are. There's two other Google partners that are going to be working with Happy and Affordable Tree Service. We're aware of each other and who each other is working with. So Google has it that way for a reason. That way they can individually evaluate our performance as a company. So obviously our goal is to get you up there, get you as many clients as you can, and have you see a significant return on investment. Usually if we can get a 10-to-1 return on investment, it increases our odds of you coming back every single month. So those are things Google looks at. They evaluate each one of us and how we're performing based off of how the clients and the business owners we're working with are performing and what kind of money they're making.
So sometimes I get a little mixed up. There's social media.
Uh-huh.
And then there's digital media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is search engine.
With those at all?
Yeah, this is search engine. The only social media that we would touch, if you wanted us to, would be the Facebook ads. Other than that, we don't...
What is that called? Go ahead, I'm listening.
It's the metaverse. Facebook advertising, it's separate. If you wanted to do the Facebook advertising, it would only bump the monthly cost up by another $50 with the discounts that I have you quoted at. So
and
your price
is that? You're going to give me advertising is what you're saying?
Yeah, so we would build and host a social media Facebook page for you. So we build it, host it. We do biweekly postings on there. If you're running any promotions, those would be on there. And then we'll also run ads on it, meaning that anybody who searched for a tree service in the past 2 months in the Clearwater and surrounding areas would actually see your business come up as an ad with a link to the Facebook page. And then anybody that does a new search on the Facebook social media site would also see you as long as they fall within that geographic area while they're conducting the search.
Continue unless Courtney Campbell called away.
So altogether,
so you're going to put me together a, what do they call it, a Facebook website, sort of, is that what it's called?
It's a social media business page. So it would be a Facebook business page. You'll get a Google business page, a Bing business page. We'll be promoting all of those and as a top recommended option for your services within a 50-mile radius. And we'll also build your .com website for you. So we're basically like trying to become your one-stop shop for everything online, so that way it's all under one roof. Instead of you having like a Facebook guy, a Bing guy, a Google guy, a guy that does your website, it just becomes overwhelming and you got everything scattered around and too many heads working on it. We're able to come in and actually bundle it into a package for you and take care of each individual thing. That way, if there's a problem on the site or a problem on Facebook that you need adjusted, instead of us contacting you saying, hey, contact your Facebook guy or website guy to fix it, we have access to those tools in-house and we'll be able to fix it for you in real time.
So you say you're going to be able to smash me with some work?
Yes, exactly. I mean, we could get your phone ringing pretty consistently. As long as you're responsive to the calls, and then obviously trying to get as good of reviews as possible, because if you're up there with a one star, that's not going to help us get you work. But yeah, as long as you're answering the phone and you're getting good reviews, you'd be successful with it. I was trying to tell you before you did Angie that it would be a better move for you to just be up here and let people call you directly without having to pay per lead. It's a lot more successful that way.
Oh, I don't like pay per lead. That was a stick in the eye.
Yeah, I remember I actually discussed that with you in October. So.
How much time do you need to set it up?
Well, if it's something you want to give a shot, it's a month-to-month service. I can actually create the account and set it up here in about 2 to 3 minutes, but I would need to do a client interview with you either later today or Monday, and that usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, so we'll schedule that one. But right now, only about 3 to 5 minutes just to verify, create the account, secure the position, and then send it off to Google. Google's going to mail you a postcard called a PIN verification. You probably won't get in the mail until next Friday, realistically, but there's a 5-digit number on the back of that that I'll get from you, and we'll be able to go live. So just to be 100% transparent with you, you're not going to see much traffic in the first week. The first week's going to be dedicated to verifying you, doing a client interview, and building your .com website.
So what if I want to focus on a for a little while?
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second.
I do a lot of traveling.
Yeah. You cut out for a second, though. You said, what if I wanted to charge you for what?
No, what if I want to maybe do some advertising in a different city?
Yeah, then we would have to do the Google Ads campaign or even the Google Guarantee campaign, which is Google's newest product. And then we would be talking about bigger numbers financially starting out. What I did last time we spoke was try to get you the most cost-efficient local listing that we can in order to make sure that we're not cutting corners, but you're getting a consistent flow of calls locally. And then what I like to do is see how you handle that volume and traffic first, because you're going from none of these people seeing you to every one of them seeing you every time they look up tree service. So I think it's going to be a lot more than you're anticipating. But if that's something that you can handle, you know, in the first month or two goes well, there's always discussion to grow yourself and do like a Google ad or a Google guarantee where we can run those ads in other areas. And it's a lot easier for us to go through your background screening with Google if we've already had you on board with us a couple months and we see that you're getting good reviews and you're taking care of people.
All right. I'll give you a try and see what's going on.
Yeah, you're going to love this. So, I'm telling you, it's the best form of advertising.
So you're going to put me together a, like, Facebook website, though?
Yes, we'll build your Facebook business page, and we're going to host
moving
an ad.
Videos. I have some unique equipment.
Yeah.
What?
You have videos, you said?
I will have videos. I do have videos, yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you a text with my direct number and extension, and I'll also send you the email. If you want to work on that this weekend, just send them over to us, and then that'll help us develop your site. We can have them on your site and on your Facebook.
To be able to send you good videos, what do I need to put them? What's that thing that
PDF.
Okay. So how will I clear videos?
Yeah, so if you go to your text messages, I just sent you an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com.
Yeah.
And then if you send them over to that. I've spoke with you before. Actually, I see in this text thread, the first time I spoke with you was in May of last year. And then we revisited the conversation in October and then again now. But all you have to do is email it to us, Kevin. So if you just get the video and you send them to that email, photos@localsplash.com, as well as any photos that you'd like on your Facebook page, your Bing profile or your Google profile.
Just text that to me. I'm mostly a text guy, not emails. I will send you emails. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I already texted it to you, but I texted you. It's an email address that I texted to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. I'm going to get it all set up right now. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I already have your email from the last time we spoke. I've emailed you a couple times over the past year.
I just hate using, I use email as well. I get so much garbage, you know?
I know.
But I will pay more attention to it with the splash and everything.
I'll make sure to text you too. If you're telling me it's better for you to get text messages, I'll make sure to text and call you first, and then the email would be like a last resort. But it's WhitcombTreeWorks@yahoo.com still, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we did have a P.O. box down for you, but Google needs an actual street address. Do you have a street address where I could send a PIN verification letter to? It's like a little postcard.
Okay. But I do get all my important mail through my P.O. box.
Yeah, they just don't accept the P.O. box, but I can hide the address. So this is the only time we'll ever send you something in the actual mail. Everything else will be phone calls, texts, and emails. But for this, they just want to verify the address. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And I could actually hide the address. So it just says Clearwater, Florida, and the zip code.
Yeah, I try and keep things a little bit private. Not that I have issues or anything. But okay.
I understand. I'm a father of three, so I understand.
My address is 1855.
Okay.
Diane Drive. Clearwater. 33759.
Okay. And it's Drive, right? Not Terrace?
Drive.
Okay, I got it. 33759.
Yes.
Okay. And you did have a website the last time I spoke with you, the kwtreeworks.com. It looks like it's down. Do you own that domain?
I don't think I do. I don't know. Maybe,
okay, no,
yes, I don't know.
Don't worry about it. I'll get you a new one.
Yeah,
okay. I don't want to fight anybody for it, so I'll get you a new one, and we'll build it from scratch.
All right.
Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I don't care about hours.
Okay, you want me to just leave it as open availability? They could call you anytime?
Yeah, they can. You know, sometimes I wake up at 5 or 6.
Me too.
Yeah. People don't bother me.
Yeah, I use my natural clock. Gets me up when the sun comes up, so I understand.
That's pretty good. How old are you?
Me, I'm 31.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I got three little guys. I got a 5, a 3, and a 1-year-old, so I'm a pretty active dad.
Yeah, that'll do it. I only have a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I just got a lot of coffee, exercise, and kids, working kids. It's a daily routine.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. So I got your business profile created. For the client interview, I could actually get you in this afternoon or in about an hour if you're available.
As far as what? Just what do you want to do?
So I have a technician that'll actually interview you on your business. So they'll ask you about all the services you offer.
Can my girl handle it? Can you call a different number?
Know
what? Today is not a good day. Let's shoot for
Monday.
Monday is better.
Okay. What time on Monday works best for you?
I'm probably pretty open till about 9-ish, 10.
9 to 10. I have a 10 to 11 actually available.
Alright.
It's because we're in California, remember? So we're 3 hours behind you. So our 7 a.m. time is actually 10 o'clock your time. So they're going to be calling you at 7 in the morning. It'll be me, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email just so you don't forget. And then I'm also going to text you about 1 hour before just to confirm the appointment. Make sure it's still a good time for you, okay?
Alright. I'll give you guys a try. If it produces, I'll stay with you.
Yeah, it's been the most profitable form of advertisement, actually, for the last 15 years. The key is just having the availability. It's not one of those things that you could always just sign up for. There has to be a spot. So some people wait, like, 5-6 months. That's why it's, like, 5-6 months before we ever have this conversation again, you know?
Yeah,
so it takes a while.
I stay pretty busy already. I barely need to advertise. But I will try it.
You'll love it.
I'm doing something else. I'm doing direct mail right now. I'm getting ready to do about 10,000.
Wow. I love direct mail, but I think you'll like this more because this is people who are searching with an intent. Usually people aren't going to go to Google and start looking for a tree company unless they actually want to get something done. You know, and then they're able to call you directly at that time. So instead of the mailer, sometimes you get the mailer and it's like, and they might toss it or throw it away or they might set it down. And then when it comes around the time to actually do the job, they forget they have it, you know? So
yeah, well, everything adds up. But, you know, I run with about 4,000 regular customers.
Wow.
So, you know, if I get 1 or 2% on that and then I get my regular customers. And if I got a little something with you, you know, but I stay pretty busy, you know.
Yeah, you're in a great area for what you do. I mean, it's kind of hard to not stay busy. year-round.
Yeah, and I've always been pro-hurricane most of my life.
Yeah.
I grew up on Clearwater Beach. It was the only good time to go swimming.
So yeah.
Now it just makes me money. Hurricanes make me good money.
Right? That's kind of odd, huh? You just wait, here comes a storm, here comes money.
Yeah. Well, I got companies that hire me. They do pre-hurricane cleanup and after.
Wow. Wow. That's probably smarter to do it before and be proactive. That way you don't got to worry about it breaking a window or flying through a car or something. Okay, so
yeah.
I got the business profile created here, and I sent you the invitation for the client interview, so that's squared away. Since we're doing the campaign with the website and the Facebook ads, the first month's payment's going to be $299, and then I'm locking you in at that rate. So each month moving forward that you continue to use us, you'll keep that discounted pricing structure. It won't ever go up or change on you for any reason.
So what exactly are you going to give me for that $300 on the takeoff?
So the $299 is going to cover everything. It's going to cover the first page placement on Google for the month. It's going to cover the Facebook advertising for the month. It's going to cover first page placement on Bing for the month. And it's also going to cover the purchase of your business website, the creation, the content creation of your site, and the hosting of your site on those platforms. I'm also going to provide you with a tracking system so you could see each individual lead or job opportunity that we're bringing to the table for you throughout the month. So that way you can evaluate the return on investment as we go.
All right. What was that first one? Facebook what?
Facebook ads.
First page.
Well, it's Facebook ads. So that gets promoted to anybody that looks up your services in the past 2 months or is currently doing a search for your services on Facebook. Then Bing is, you'll be on the first page for up to 15 different keyword terms or services for up to a 50-mile radius. And then the same thing for your Google advertising. It's 15 keywords for up to a 50-mile radius. And then you get full transparency through the tracking system. And it also comes in the form of a downloadable app. So I don't know how tech-savvy you are, but you can log into that daily. If you don't like doing that, you could also call me. I gave you my direct number and extension, and I could walk you through it at any time you want to evaluate the return. And then also, since we are a premier Google partner, this is considered a business expense, so I will send over the invoice receipt to you, and you're able to use that as a write-off as well.
Okay. I'm driving around, so.
Okay. No worries. Well, the last thing we got to do is just secure that first month's payment. So whenever you're ready, I'll secure the listing with you, and then we'll be good to go until your client interview on Monday morning.
And then how will we be doing that at the end of every month?
I'll set it up to automatically process, but it'll send you a notification prior to the payment processing.
How much of a prior?
It's actually the day before.
I don't get weekly checks. I do contracts.
I understand that, yeah. So it's set up to automatically process each month on the sixth day. They send you a notification 24 hours prior to it processing. It's fully cancelable at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty if you decide that it's not a good fit for you. Obviously, I'm going to get in there and try to do everything we can to make sure that it's working for you and that you keep coming back, but just full disclosure.
I'll try it.
Okay.
All right, my boy is going to read you my credit card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Here he is.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Good. Okay, so we're going to help your dad secure a Google listing for his business. We're going to put his business on the first page of Google. He's handed the phone to you to secure the first month's payment, okay?
Okay.
He should have handed you a card. Is the card a Visa, a MasterCard, a Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay, perfect. And does it have your dad's first and last name on it, or does it say the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay, perfect. Let me make sure it has a business name. Okay. And then confirm with him that the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending his Google PIN letter.
It's
the... So ask him, is the billing address the same as the street address?
Billing address.
Billing address is 33758.
33758. 33758. Okay, the P.O. box. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just confirm. Zip code. Okay. And it's P.O. Box 4597?
4597. Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'm going to repeat it back to you.
Okay. 4355.
4355.
3605.
3605.
0291.
0291.
0871.
0871. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0726.
07 of 26. And then on the back of the card, there's a small three-digit code.
Yep. It's 765.
Awesome. 765. Okay. Great job. Now, if you can hand him the phone, I'm just going to walk him through a 60-second voice verification as an added form of protection for him.
All right. I hear you.
Okay. So you're on a recorded line, Kevin. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded as an added form of protection for you to outline your service agreement with our company. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
It is Kevin Whitcomb Street Works.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Kevin Whitcomb, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. I did confirm that your emails are not your primary line of contact for us, so we're always going to text you or call you first, but we are supposed to put that in the voice verification. And then it says here, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Okay.
Yeah. We know what you're currently doing. It's just saying after today, give me a heads up.
What am I currently doing?
Well, it says that you're still on Angie's.
No, I don't use Angie's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just
well,
there.
Any...
I don't think I get any call. I don't get any calls from them or anything. I do nothing with them.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a name, address, and phone number cleanup, so that way you get removed from their directory. Because if you cancel them, they might keep you up there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you cancel them, they might keep you on their directory because. If you didn't have a Google listing before, they might be actually kind of snaking some of your customers. If people go online and look up your name and you don't have a Google listing, then it's going to lead them to that Angie's listing, and you might lose some leads to them. They might end up selling that to your competition. So I want to get that cleaned up right away. I'll work on that now.
I haven't been getting nothing, so I don't know. Okay, yep, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'll work on that now. I'll get that cleared up for you. And then, moving forward, you know, you shouldn't need anything else with the way that I've set up this campaign and the discounts that I've applied. But if you are going to add something, just double check that it's not something that we're already doing for you or, you know, that you're duplicating anything.
I'm not going to add anything to it. I'm going to let you run with it. If you make me money, I'll stick with it. If you don't, I'll leave you.
Understandable.
Not pretty easy.
Yeah, exactly. And I take that. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I take that very seriously with every client. That's why I offer it month to month, is because, you know, I want to earn your trust, you know, month in and month out, and be able to check in with you and make sure you're happy and everything's going smoothly. Okay. But it does state here the initial payment will be charged today. It's January 6th of 2023. It will be in the discounted amount of $299 for our platinum package with the Facebook ads and the .com website included. There are no setup fees. I've waived all additional charges. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the sixth day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. You could cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. We just ask that you let us know before your next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month's payment. You're going to get an invoice receipt
so
texted.
Between you and I or anything,
okay.
If I give you the name of someone, are you able to tell me what advertising they might be using?
Yes. There is a public site actually called SpyFu. It's SpyFu.com. I'll send it to you now, and then all you got to do is plug in. Yeah, all you got to do is plug in their .com website, and it'll give you a good analysis of what they're currently doing.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
I like that, too, because then if you plug in Happy and you see, you know, I'm charging you about a quarter of the price for the same stuff, I think that'll...
I'm going to tell you something. If you made me a lot of money, I would pay you double. I don't fucking care.
Well, I want business. That's the plan, Kevin. The plan here is to start with this,
right,
see how you do, and then obviously we'll have conversations about doing ads and maybe even Google Guarantee in the future. So I will set you up for a call back about a month or two from now, depending on how things are trending, and then we'll revisit the conversation.
Other ideas that I'd be interested in doing with you. Will we be able to attack specific businesses? Like, say if I want to go out to golf courses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
will you
absolutely
be able to get me out to all golf courses?
Absolutely. They have keywords that are engineered directly towards the golf courses. So that's definitely something that we can do. We don't have to wait for that.
Okay.
We could do that now if they fall within a 50-mile radius.
No, I don't want to do it now.
I
just got finished making almost $10,000 a day working at Fort Myers.
Okay.
And I met down there. I haven't decided yet. But I have some very unique equipment, and you know, I'm 65, but I still like growth, and I want to have growth for my son.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it sounds like you're doing really well with him. So 65 and he's 13.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about some high testosterone.
Yeah.
You got some good genes, man.
Hey, you know, I don't know what the fuck is... My girl complains. She lets me have other girls.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
There's something. I believe in practicing and using things keeps things healthy.
Yeah, what a stud, man. Whatever you're doing,
well,
I need the recipe.
I don't want to say that. I'm just going to say that the freaks like me for some reason. my boy is not in this truck while I'm talking.
Okay,
to you.
Good. I was going to say, poor guy.
No. I'm just kind of, okay, my boy's jumping in here. I
know where.
Did you tell them?
Yes, drive around.
Again? Okay. All right. We're good. You can talk. My son's next to me. Go ahead.
No worries. So we're all good for the initial setup. A couple things I want you to keep in mind just to make sure everything goes smoothly, okay? So Google's going to send you that postcard in the mail. It's coming to your actual address, so it's going to be different than your other mail. But we're going to hide the address, so don't worry about anybody showing up at your house or anything like that.
Well, I don't overly worry, but okay.
Yeah,
I mean, there is no privacy. As far as I know, there is no privacy, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
like I said, I got three little boys. I'm pro Second Amendment. Their mom's like 5'1", you know, so I feel bad for anybody who shows up at my house uninvited either. I expect as a good old boy, you know, you take care of yours.
Oh, no,
you know,
I got all kinds of shit besides the fucking Rottweiler,
Yeah, you told me 65. I go, okay, my dad's 65, so not to make you feel old or anything, but. So I think about how he is, and I'm like, oh. Yeah, you know, we were raised around those things, so, yeah, I'm not worried about it. But I did hide it for you, so it's not a concern, okay? And then also, we're going to circle back with you on Monday. I'm going to text you at 9 o'clock in the morning, your time. just to remind you, and
all
then
right,
we'll call
so,
you up and walk you through that.
All right. Okay,
that's
then
it.
We'll be start sending you. We'll be. Do we start sending you pictures right away?
As soon as
videos?
You can. Yeah, as soon as you can. If you could send them tonight or over the weekend, that would be fantastic to go into that client interview and already have
weekend.
Them.
Tonight is my night for Charlie's and lemon drop martinis.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah, I haven't had a drink all week, but I'm overdue. I'm actually taking the family to Hawaii.
Nice. I drink
yeah.
very, very little.
Yeah.
I might have 2 lemon drop martinis, and I'll have 40 maraschino cherries with it. I'm
oh,
strictly
yeah.
into flavors.
Those
and then we're probably getting ready to drive out to Durango, Colorado, and he snowboards and I ski.
Oh, man.
So
you guys are going to have a good
out
time.
There pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from it right now.
Hey,
California.
Speaking of which, you guys are having that super storm right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
are you
exactly.
at in California?
We're in Orange County in Newport
at?
Beach.
Orange. I used to live in L.A.
We're south of L.A. by Disneyland.
Oh, no, I know. I got one of my only tickets in California was in Newport. Those
yeah.
lying motherfuckers. Yeah. they told me if I let them search my truck, they would not give me a ticket. Well, they searched
oh, yeah.
it, didn't find nothing, and gave me a ticket anyway.
Yeah, they're just horrible. I've had it happen
yeah.
a couple of times where they've pulled me over for nonsense, searched my car without
yeah,
my consent.
I had a French black girl, very, very light skinned mulatto.
Ooh.
They
Ooh.
Told me my and we had just come out of Mexico, which I might have told them
yeah.
it was both our birthdays.
Flag.
And they told me my girlfriend's skin color was off.
Oh God.
They were real fuckers back then.
Yeah, they call Orange County the Orange Curtain because they love, you know, this is like really, it's kind of racist over here a little bit.
I'm sorry for one thing. It still shouldn't be there. Did they patch over it or what?
They patched the inside where their hole was, so it was just grinded down, but it was still in the tire.
All right, no leak. I thought
no,
you said you saw
no
bubbles. Okay, all right, so we're not going to worry about anything? Yeah, you got 5 on you?
No, 5. Okay, 3.
3? Stand by. All right, just go give them patches for the hell of it. All right. And make sure that nail can't wear through the patch. Ask them the nail can't wear through the patch. They did? Okay. All right, sorry, go ahead.
You're good, Dad.
You here?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Well, you
I
know, believe it or not, I'm always open to productive criticism, but presently, I am homeschooling him.
No, that's good.
And,
the schools are crazy. They're trying, especially at 13, they're trying to inject these guys without talking to us, hitting them with that shot. People are dying over that shot,
true.
Getting sick over it. Save his life, man. That's
yeah.
your job.
Well, you know, it's that, I'm not so much worried about school shootings, but you just never fucking know.
No, I'm talking about the COVID vaccine. I'm talking about that vaccination crap they're trying to stick in them without even asking us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I'm not into the cross-gender, all that gender bullshit. I believe kids should learn at their own pace.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I don't like hearing that either.
Sex.
Yeah, I was raised Christian, so I don't want to hear
that shit. On
I know
that bullshit. But
yeah.
And my kid's lucky; he knows he's gonna roll into a business that already produces him money. And,
yeah,
but it's hard to keep him focused. He's making
yeah.
me fail.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just gonna pay off the house and then live in it till I croak, and then let them fight over it.
See
who wins.
I got rid of my big house. I think I'm getting ready to. I'm getting ready to buy one. Are they done or are they still working on it?
Yeah. I got 2 of them sharing a room right now, so I'm sure they're going to be fighting later on, but that's up to them. I don't care. But we're actually all set up here, Kevin, so we're good to go. I'll let you enjoy your time with your boy and your snowboarding, and then you have my number, so if any questions, comments, concerns pop up along the way, I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 to 7 your time, so just give me a call and I'll be here to walk you through it, make sure everything's going smooth.
All right, we'll start shooting you pictures over the weekend and then let me know if we got to refine anything.
Okay, I'll be looking for them. There is a text message and an email confirmation with everything in writing. You do got to sign the bottom of that also, so when you get some time, make sure you read through that and sign off, okay?
All right, I'll keep in touch with you on it. Your name, all your information is on there?
Yeah, it's Jonathan Hill. I go by John, but it's all in there, and every text and email that you get from us is going to have my direct number and extension and a number for our 24-hour customer service department, just in case I'm on vacation.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see. How long are you going to Hawaii for?
From January 21st or 24th. I'm leaving on the 24th, and I come back on February 4th.
Nice.
I'm taking all.
Real
I'm
nice.
Taking all the boys with me. Yeah, so it's about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. I'm taking all the boys with me. Got them all their own seat. I was super happy about that, but it's expensive. It's expensive, and I know I'm probably going to end up spending a little more $10,000 by the time I get home, but whatever.
So is your business, is it a gift, or are you paying for it?
Hell, no, it's a gift.
Did you get it as a gift from your business?
Oh, no. But I used a lot of the holiday bonuses to book it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I get paid handsomely, or I wouldn't be here. You know how it is in California. You can't have a house out here unless you make good money.
Yeah,
so.
But it's expensive out there. Very.
Yeah.
It was expensive out there 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I finished last time I lived out there was early 80s.
Mm-hmm. It's all the taxes. That's what it is. They just rob us with taxes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well,
I'm gonna get a lot of them back though.
I
got three little guys, so it's like, you know. I'll be filing that before I go on my trip.
all boys?
Yeah, all boys, yeah.
All boys, you said?
All boys, yep, all boys.
Married to a white woman?
No. Latina.
Nice.
That's how it happens.
Where from?
She's so fertile.
Where's she from?
El Salvador, originally.
El Salvador. I was married to a Colombian.
Oh, you lucky.
yeah.
Those are different.
I actually helped her get a green card. I wasn't interested in staying with her.
Yeah, actually, I'm doing that now.
I don't know.
I'm doing that now. I've already been through all that.
I just helped her out. She got ripped off by an American for her schooling money. And believe it or not, I was able to verify her story. Through her sponsor, and then met her attorney father. And I said, I'll help her get a green card so she can stay. So she gave me a good 3 years. It was pleasant.
I got a 5-3-1, and we just got married August
28th. Nice. I like Spanish girls. They're more family-oriented,
yeah,
I think,
exactly.
Than American women.
Oh, definitely.
Like, you could say our mom just got out of rehab for the fifth time. Hello.
Yeah. Wild life. Lucky to still be alive.
This is our last shot with her to give her a chance. No more. This is her last chance right now.
Jeez.
So, anyway. Alcohol's got her for the most part.
Yeah, that's why I try to be easy with it. My dad had struggled with it for a long time. I even paid to get him sober, and he's sober now.
Yeah.
So he's 65.
Hey, you know what? Alcohol's a hard liquid drug, just like anything else.
Yeah, he was bad, though. I remember growing up, my dad actually used to have a tree company, believe it or not, and my job growing up was I used to clean up everything. So he'd get on the ladder and climb the trees out here in Southern California, cut it all, and then I would go clean up everything off the ground, you know? And that was our team, even though I wasn't legally of age. That's how I started out. But I remember we'd be getting ready to go to work, and he would be 7 o'clock, already have a 40-ounce of beer down, you know? And it was like if he didn't drink, he would shake. Yeah, so he was real bad. After a while, his eyes started getting all yellow, jaundiced,
and then
I started getting on him. I was like, okay, your liver's going to give out if you don't do something, you know?
So how's he doing now?
He's good. His eyes
are
clear.
How's he doing now?
I saw him on Christmas. He comes by, checks in with the boys. My mom passed away in 2010.
Did he quit drinking?
Yeah, yeah, he's sober. He's been sober for about 6-7 years now.
Nice, nice. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
sure.
It was just a problem growing up. And then my mom passed away in 2010. He got real bad. I thought he was going to die. You know, he was with her for 18 years before she died. And then, but once she passed away, he seemed kind of lost, you know, so he just kind of drank and drank. And it got to a point where I was coming home and picking him up off the ground and putting him in the bed. And I was like, okay. Well, and I moved out, and then I'd come over.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'll tell you what. If I go looking for another woman, I'm going to the Philippines and 20 years younger. Disconnect me, Junior. That's what I'm doing. I don't care about money. I want that youth under me.
Yeah, that ain't a bad idea.
I like them Asian girls.
Yeah, no, it's nice out there. I went to Indonesia a couple of years back, Bali. Everything's
nice,
so cheap.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so cheap out there, though.
Beautiful women there?
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
Beautiful women?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I remember every morning I woke up, and one of them would come give me a massage, and I would go check out the bill, and it was like $4 a day. Like every morning that I was out there, I would start the day with a massage, and I would go swimming.
Nice. Yeah. My mom lived out there. I should have gone and visited her. The only women I've had problems with are fucking American women.
Yeah.
And my father was a
title.
My father was a multimillionaire, and after 5 or 6 wives, he ended up as a security guard. The last Georgia Peach got him twice.
Yep. That's what happens. They grow up entitled, and they go after everything, you know. I was like, man, I want to get one that doesn't know how any of that works.
Yeah, I kind of stay away from that marriage thing.
Yeah. Well, I did it.
I don't regret it.
My lady's awesome.
That's good.
But I'm young, you know. I got a lot of time in front of me. So who knows?
Yeah, you do. Instead of having a wife, I have a schwife. That's a wife with no paperwork.
Yeah, that's what I have. We're getting her paperwork though. Yeah, that's only gonna cost like $12,000. I thought it was gonna be more, but we might have to go visit El Salvador next year at this time. So, see how that goes.
That little Colombian girl I had, she was a sharp cookie. She got me straightened out in business. Within the first year, she had her property appraiser's license. Second year, she got her real estate license, and she did all that, NASA or whatever. She did all that herself.
Whoa. She was like, sign here. Wow.
She was fucking sharp, man. She did it all. Nuts. She was really good.
Yeah, no,
and,
I have the opposite issue, though. I went to school and everything, so, you know, and I work at a Google partner company. So, you know, I'm kind of the brains and the brawn in my family.
Nice, good.
Yeah, but I knock it all out, you know. It's just like an hour after work, our lawyer might call me, send some paperwork over, I fill it out, send it back, you know. That's getting done pretty quick.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about it.
That's cool.
It's already
good. Yeah, I paid up. I may find myself doing that in the near future, too.
Yeah, like nothing wrong with that.
She fucked up. She just got back from rehab, so... This is the last chance. She fucked up anymore. I'm getting on an airplane.
Yeah. So, and it's all right, brother.
All right, John. I'll be in touch. Have a nice weekend.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Look forward to doing business with you. Take care.
Likewise. Bye-bye.